Hello.
This opinion research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Not selling anything and not asking for donations either. May I speak to Sandy Snow?
Speaking.
Okay, great. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
I am.
Okay, thank you very much. So on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Almost certain to vote? Probably 50-50, or you think you're not going to vote?
No, I'm going to vote. I vote by
you
mail.
Are. Oh, okay. All right, in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but they keep voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain, probably 50-50, or you're not going to vote for those?
I will probably vote for those.
Probably, okay. In what year were you born, please?
I won't tell you that.
No problem. We can skip it. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. All right. Do you consider yourself to be white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race I haven't mentioned?
I'm Swedish and I'm white.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think it's fine.
Fine, okay. I'm going to read you a list of concerns now that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Inflation and cost of living. Parental rights and education, public safety and crime, water policy, jobs and wages, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, or homelessness.
What do you want me to ask? I don't understand your question.
There's too many answers there. Right. I would like you to tell me which one of the concerns I just mentioned to you is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. I know all of them are important, but the main one. I can read them again if you like.
All right.
Inflation and cost of living, parental rights and education, public safety and crime, water policy.
Public safety and crime.
Public safety and crime, all right? All right, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Starting with, by the way, if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, that's also valid. You can tell me that. Steve Brandow is the first one on the list.
What's the first one on the list?
Steve Brandow. That's his name. Is your opinion of him very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I really don't have any opinion.
No problem. Gavin Newsom's the next one.
Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
He's the governor.
Yes. Right, so you're...
He's fine.
Okay, very favorable, somewhat favorable. Which one of those?
Very favorable.
Very good. Joe Biden's the next name.
Very favorable.
All right, and Gary Bredefeld.
Gary's very favorable.
Okay. Paul Dictos is the next one.
No opinion.
No opinion. And lastly, Donald Trump.
Who?
Donald Trump. former president. Yeah.
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat unfavorable?
No, very unfavorable. I changed my political party because of him.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brandow, who is county supervisor and businessman, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, who is CPA, assessor, recorder, or Dion Bordes, who would you vote for?
Bredefeld.
You said Gary, correct?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, did you say Gary Bredefeld?
No, I just said Bredefeld. I didn't know what his first name was.
Bredefeld. Oh, okay, gotcha. Thank you. How certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld, who is businessman council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain.
Okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandow as county supervisor? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I have no opinion.
No problem. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. More than halfway done, so appreciate that. Thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. No names, just a general description. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
I don't think North Fresno needs any more any more of those, yes.
Okay, so this type of description, would it make you somewhat less likely to vote for a candidate like this, or much less likely? Because Okay. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
I don't know. No opinion.
No opinion. Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
I think that would be very good.
Okay. Is that much more likely to vote for this kind of candidate or somewhat more?
More than likely.
Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
I don't know. I have no opinion.
No opinion. Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
8 years old?
No. 80 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't think anybody 8 years old would qualify.
Oh, man, that would be chaos.
It doesn't matter to me how old they are.
Okay, a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
I think that would be a good thing.
Okay, much more likely to vote for this kind of candidate or someone more?
Most likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Most likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat, okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
What?
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
I don't think that's very good.
Okay, so it would make you somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
I have no opinion.
Okay, no problem. We're almost done. Once again, thank you for your patience. Now I'm going to reuse statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all that you would vote for that candidate. We're starting with Steve Brandau. He currently serves as county supervisor where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from this county library. If reelected, he'll continue to protect our families and quality of life. Remember, is there a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance to vote for this candidate?
A fair chance.
Fair chance, okay. Then we have Gary Bredefeld, currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican and to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected.
More than likely.
Okay, just to make sure here, is that a good chance or a fair chance? Well, it sounds to me as the...
I'm sorry?
So the options are good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance. I just want to make sure
good
I don't
chance.
Make a mistake. Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Is there a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you would vote for this candidate? After hearing the information.
No chance.
No chance at all, okay. Thank you. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brandau, who is County Supervisor and Businessman, Gary Bredefeld, who is Businessman, Council Member, Bryce Herrera, Dion Bordes, and Paul Dictos, who is CPA, Assessor Recorder, who would you vote for?
Bredefeld, Gary.
Bredefeld, Gary, okay. Thank you. Lastly, the last couple questions are for statistical purposes only. I just want to thank you very, very much for staying so far. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
I'm a Democrat now. I was a Republican till the insurrection, and that just blew me away.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat now?
Probably not a real strong Democrat.
Okay.
I just wouldn't vote for Trump.
Gotcha, for sure. Okay, gotcha. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I guess I'm just moderate.
Moderate, okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
I don't need to tell you that. I
went
to Vassar College.
Okay, no problem. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends or family?
No, I live in an apartment.
Okay. All right, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Hope you have a great rest of your night. Thanks for your help.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.